On the cold autumn night of Thursday, September 8th, 2005, 18-year-old Jennifer Teague was walking home alone from the corner store. Neither she nor her parents had any reason to believe it would be a dangerous journey, and yet by dawn, she was dead. What happened to her? Who could do such a thing? And why in Ottawa? That evening, Jennifer had finished up a late shift at a Wendy's in Barrhaven. She decided to meet up with some friends at a Max Melt corner store just after midnight, and by all accounts, nothing seemed out of the ordinary. None of Jennifer's friends had the means or motive to hurt her, and none of them had any way of knowing that this late-night hangout would be the last time they would see her alive. And so they said their goodbyes, and they parted ways. When Jennifer's parents awoke, they quickly realized that she had not made it home, and that something was deeply wrong with the situation. It was extremely out of character for her to simply disappear without at least touching base first. She had never run away before, and her relationship with her family was a happy and loving one. They called the police immediately, hoping for the best, but fearing the worst. Despite the police's best efforts, for 10 long days and nights, nothing was found. It seemed that she had vanished without a trace. On the 10th day, an off-duty police officer was hiking along Lime Kiln Trail in the Stony Swamp Conservation Area, just off Moody Drive. As he passed by a mostly hidden parking area, he discovered her body. Her cause of death was determined to be strangulation, a slow and difficult way to kill. The community was plunged into a pit of sorrow and loss, shrouded in fear and paranoia. The police seemed to have no leads, and so the community took up a defensive attitude. It was no longer safe to go out at night, or any time of the day, if one was alone. People stayed in groups, took taxis instead of walking, and locked their houses up tight. In 10 days, the entire area felt transformed from a safe place to a fearful land of unknown dangers. Everyone was beyond anxious for the police to find the one responsible for the heinous crime. But time dragged on again, and there were no new clues or viable suspects for an achingly long 10 months. The more details were revealed, the more strange, sinister, and callous the story became. On June 9th, 2006, Kevin Davis confessed to anyone who would hear it. In fact, he demanded the attention in a peculiar and almost fatal way. The 24-year-old had ingested psilocybin, also known as magic mushrooms. This hallucinogenic drug, combined with the continued media coverage of the crime, threw his paranoia into overdrive. He removed all of his clothing and ran out into the middle of the busy traffic on Fallowfield Road, shouting at the top of his lungs that he was the one who had killed Jennifer Teague. Witnesses say Davis was nearly struck several times as he sprinted back and forth on the roadway. The authorities were called, and he was taken to a hospital to be assessed. Once he had sobered up, he retracted his confession, claiming that the drugs had made him hallucinate severely and compelled him to say what he had said. Suspicions were high, but police did not have enough evidence against him to hold him, and so he was released. However, a few days later, he decided he could no longer handle the pressure of trying to keep his gruesome secret. Davis approached an off-duty police officer while leaving a mall and confessed once more. The authorities were called again, and he was swiftly arrested and charged with first-degree murder. But who on earth was Kevin Davis? And why did he murder a girl that he did not seem to know in such a violent, personal way? The truth of it is just as senseless as its outcome. Davis worked making pizzas and still lived with his mother. He had recently been fired from his job at Home Depot, and his childhood cat had passed away. Over the years, his lack of a successful love life caused him to be filled with resentment and hatred of not only women who rejected him, but all of womankind. Put simply, Kevin Davis was a young man filled with bitterness and pent-up anger who made the conscious choice to plan and execute the murder of an innocent woman he did not know. He told the police that he had been planning to murder a woman all week. On his third night of stalking the streets of Barrhaven in search of a victim, he ran across Jennifer Teague on her late-night walk home, alone. He admits that he was searching for a woman younger and weaker than himself, so that it would be easy for him to attack and overpower her. Once he got Jennifer into the car, he brought her back to his bedroom at his mother's house. While his mother slept, unaware, Davis strangled Jennifer to death. He then put her body in the back of the car and dumped it by the path at the conservation area. Part of what makes this crime so frightening is the length of time it took for Davis to be revealed as the murderer. For 10 months, all of the city of Ottawa lived in fear and helplessness. There has been speculation that Davis may never have been found guilty if he had not willfully confessed of his own accord. There was little to no physical evidence, and not a single witness. So why did he confess? Jennifer's father, Ed Teague, has always remained certain that none of Davis's supposedly remorseful comments were genuine. The case's lead investigator, Detective Greg Brown, stated to the press that he was convinced that the only reason Davis confessed was because of his paranoia over the public's interest in the murder. He says that he could not detect a shred of remorse in any of Davis's words, and that he was convinced that should he ever be released, more women would likely die at his hands. Kevin Davis pleaded guilty at trial and was sentenced to life in prison. And so it seems that the answer to the question, why Jennifer Teague, is simply and tragically that she was in the wrong place at the wrong time.